All right, so I talked about this earlier in the show. I'm very excited about this. Irène Jacob and her brother Francis Jacob are two great French musicians, a brother and sister combo who have been touring the United States. They came through Chicago last week and played at Alliance Française. We had Irène on the phone, and she was in New York. I think it was on Monday night, and talking about the show. But I was so enamored with the music. I loved it. It was so beautiful. And it was I was really trying to get them to come in studio. I wanted to do it live, but they were only here for the show. They're on such a tight schedule that they actually flew in, did the show, flew out. I think they went right straight to Richmond or something like that right after the fact. But I was able to convince them because that Wednesday night, we had a Blackhawks game, so we weren't on the airs, but I convinced them to come over after soundcheck. They only had like 20 minutes to spare to give us a performance. So tonight we thought we'd play some of that music. Does that sound good? I think it sounds good. Irène Jacob and her brother Francis live in studio. We taped this last week. Take a listen.
So this is Irène and Francis Jacob. We are going to perform for you Communion. Je creuserai tous les nuages, je verserai dans les secrets qui, depuis le tréfonds des âges, nous protègent du regret.
J'évoquerai dans ton sillage, sans connaître les aguets, dérivant jusqu'à tes rivages, jusqu'à tes bois, tes guérets.
Tu es ma fleur d'Alice, ma faucille, mon marteau, mon rosaire, mon calice, ma croix de huguenot. Je percerai les vieux langages depuis longtemps oubliés. Dans leurs préceptes sages, je saurai te retrouver.
Je voguerai dans ton sillage, je boirai dans tes ruisseaux officiants, le joyeux partage de ma bouche et de ton eau.
Tu es ma fleur de lys, ma faucille, mon marteau, mon rosaire, mon calice, ma croix de huguenot. Je ferai parler les étoiles, j'écouterai le vent chanter son vieux cantique dans mes voiles, sera mon seul timonier.
Je m'enivre en ton absence, je te sens à mes côtés et brave dans l'indifférence les orages de mes étés.
Tu es ma fleur de lys, ma faucille, mon marteau, mon rosaire, mon calice, ma croix de huguenot. Mais tic-tac fait l'horloge, tout mon sable s'est écoulé. Et par le temps qui déloge, voici mes songes expulsés.
Il se peut que l'amour pardonne le temps pour lui renverser, mais malgré tout l'heure sonne, cette chanson est
terminé.
Wonderful. The music of Irène and Francis Jacob, French singers and songwriters, a band. They're performing all around the United States on a tour. Irène Jacob is an award-winning French Swiss actress and musician. Her brother Francis plays music in New York City. That's where he lives now. Like I said, they're on tour, and they just played Chicago last week, and we had the great fortune of getting them over to studio before the show, and we're playing stuff tonight. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. There's more. They performed again. They performed another song for us tonight, so we will play another song from Irène and Francis Jacob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up, Greg Flamm, the swap meet. But before we do that, let's hear some more music. Irène and Francis Jacob, great French singers and songwriters, a band that is touring the United States right now. They came through last week. They were on the show, if you remember, last Monday. We talked to Irène on the phone. But they had a show at Allianz Francaise right here in Streeterville on Wednesday night, and there was a Blackhawks game. And I don't know, after listening to their music and sort of falling in love with their sound, we just kept at it, saying, if there's any way, you come by the sound check, we'll tape you and we'll play it later. And they were able to do it, so they came through. I mean, they were on a tight schedule, and they did this for us. So let's hear some more live music from Irène and Francis Jacob, and I talk with them a little bit afterwards as well.
Hey, this is Irène Jacob and Francis Jacob. We're going to perform for you La Cigale, the cricket. La cigale est enchantée, on me l'a tant raconté tout l'été. Se trouva fort dépourvue quand la bise fut venue. Elle alla crier famine chez la fourmi, sa voisine. La priant de lui prêter quelques grains pour subsister jusqu'à l'été. Que faire en attendant la saison nouvelle? Quand la famine crie et les fourmis voisines festoient et que le froid ensorcelle. La seule façon de subsister, c'est de danser, oublier, danser, jusqu'à l'été, danser, sans repos, danser, jusqu'au temps chaud. Chantais, j'en suis fort aise.
Et bien danser.
Nuit et jour à tout venant, je chantais, ne vous déplaise.
Vous chantiez.
Je chantais, ne vous déplaise. Chantais, j'en suis fort aise.
Et bien danser.
Que faire en attendant la saison nouvelle? Quand la famine crie et les fourmis voisines festoient et que le froid ensorcelle. La seule façon de subsister, c'est de danser. La saison se succède, ne se ressemble guère, je passe du succès à la vache maigre, mais je tiens bon, car je n'ai pas le choix. Je taquine les lettres, les rimes, dans mes bottes je suis droit. Ce qui me tient n'a pas de prix ni de nom, d'aucun dire, on pure folie, je dis folle passion. Je suis le chant de l'espoir qui vit contre le désespoir qui prive. Danser, oublier, danser, jusqu'à l'été. D'aucuns diront pure folie, moi je dis folle passion, folle passion. Danser jusqu'au temps chaud.
wonderful music in studio. I can't thank you guys for coming in. It's just amazing to be in the room with you when you play that music. Erin Jacob and her brother Francis Jacob, a wonderful performance. You guys were just in town here in Chicago for a show at Alliance Francaise, and it was just wonderful to have you in studio. Talk about this music. Francis, I had a chance to talk with Erin already about where the style of this comes from. Is this a French jazz? Is this a French folk? Is it world music? Where do you classify this kind of music?
Well, that's a great question. At the root of everything, we try to be honest with ourselves, exactly, and not to try to create something out of the blue. As I was trained initially in classical music, then listening to French songs as a kid, and then I went to Berklee College of Music in the early 80s, studied jazz. After that, I went to Paris. Mm-hmm. We did some jazz. Then I went to Brazil. I lived in Brazil for a while. And then I went to New York and worked a lot with African musicians.
You can hear all of that in the music. That's what's wonderful about not just what we heard live, but also, you know, on the record. I mean, yeah. All that kind of coming together.
Well, this is thank you for saying this, because it's great. I mean, it's a great compliment, because this is what we're trying to do, is to be honest with exactly show where we stand in this world today, what we hear, what we do, and translate it into the music.
You talked earlier about the idea of the French jazz singer to the history of you know where you sort of bring the music from. Talk mm-hmm. about how this music brings that out. I mean, as you as a French singer, but also what you're trying to accomplish with your brother.
Well, we're trying to accomplish today to make this project alive together. And for me, as an actress, you know, I try to see where I believe that in each person there is a song and there is a place that sings, right? And try to find this place that sings. I think this is sincere, meaning you. Then from there you can try to expand a bit your singing. But I'm trying to come. I come from the storytelling and try to perform the songs with the story it tells. We wrote the lyrics together and of course I try to adapt also to these new rhythmics that Francis is
on the record. I mean, are you what is the story you're trying to tell? I mean, mm-hmm. talk about writing the lyrics and the experience because you are I guess you're first and foremost an actress, but you're also a musician. Does when you're telling stories, what comes first, the story of the song?
Usually the story, but for Francis, sometimes it's the music that comes first. And he says, oh, I have this great music, look, this melody, can you put some lyrics into it? Or do you have an idea? But let's talk about the two songs we just performed. The first one, Communion, is a song that Francis wrote completely, and he can talk about it, of course, later. And The Cricket is an adaptation, a free adaptation, of Jean de La Fontaine, La Cigale et la Fourmi. So sometimes we take from a book, from Maupassant, from different kind of authors, also a story that we put into a song.
I think of French music, and I think of there's obviously popular French music, and I think back to French jazz, and I think of Django Reinhardt or Josephine Baker, maybe
she's an American, but she sang in Paris.
But this idea of the female vocalist and the jangly guitar. I mean, there is something that as far as you guys have gone to expand and create something new, it is still entrenched in the traditional. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that intentional?
Well, I think every culture, which is healthy, it takes from other cultures and transforms it. And so this is the beauty of in the United States, in New York, in Los Angeles, in Chicago also. It's these are real factories of taking material from everywhere and mixing them up and mm-hmm. making something new with it. And this is actually what we're trying to do.
Well, you two, of course, siblings, what is it like to work on this project together? I mean, you have worked together before and you've been musical, Francis, your entire life. I mean, let me start with you. The idea of being able to produce this music with your sister and have her be the lead vocals on this project, what does that mean to you?
Not that easy.
Let me say something for you. Irene is very much of a very interesting safeguard. As a musician, I worked lots with other musicians, a lot with male musicians, and there's an easy tendency to get a little bit macho with the music, to get into technical stuff, to do like technical music, wow, that smoking, that's heavy. And Irene always goes back on the rail, say, hey, what do you mean? What is this telling? What is this story saying?
It's about the story, right?
Exactly, right. Exactly. Is this about the story or about just playing
music?
It's
too heavy
music?
For the song. Exactly, it's a woman that's talking about love.
Is that, I mean, but for you, I mean, talk about the same thing, the idea of being paired up with your brother and the music that he's creating and the hybrid music that he has created. What does that do for your voice?
Oh, well, at the beginning, it was completely unconscious for me to say, oh, let's make this song, you know, do these songs together. You know, who was I? Meaning I thought, oh, you know how to act, you'll be able, you know, to pull up. And of course, it's not the same. So I had also to practice and extend also my singing, even for this modest project as a singer. But it's really like, for me, getting sincere is something that Francis said, being genuine with something. And I hope that on stage there is something where the audience travels, of course, in different cultures with our musicians too, and also with different continent. My brother lives in America, he lives in New York, I live in Paris. So, of course, usually you don't see each other so much. But we have the same initial culture, but now we all have completely different lives, completely different people we are meeting. And so trying to bring these songs together is a genuine kind of travel, a kind of an adventure.
You might note the diversity of musicians in the cities that you've been listening today. We have musicians from Suriname, from Brazil, from Japan, from Nigeria, from Senegal, from Russia. I don't have them all on the top of my head, but the list is very long.
Well, they always say that music is, you know, is a uniform or a universal language. I mean, is that the case when you bring together people from all over the world? Is music a shorthand, if you will?
People say, oh, music is a universal language. And I don't know if I completely agree with that. Because try to listen to Chinese opera. I mean, it's difficult. At first, it's as difficult to understand as to understand Chinese. But it's... Some music are difficult, just difficult to... It takes a while. Some people say, I don't know anything about jazz. I don't like jazz. I don't understand. Some people say, well, it takes time. It's some acquired taste, some as for wines, as for everything, to understand the culture, to understand as the deeper it is, the more time it takes to understand.
Irene, you've got a tremendous career as an actress. The Showtime hit series, The Affair, other stuff. I mean, you've done so much in your career. Do you see a transition? Do you see, and this is just a modest project, as you said, but are you sort of getting the music bug and will you stay with it?
Well, this is really, I'm performing the music within this project, which is our personal project. And I think it's great for actors to have different kind of projects, and for me this is where I sing in this story with these songs we were writing together. Sometimes it did happen that I have to sing a song in a play or something like that, but this is a
well, it's a great part.
I love this part. It's very nice. Wonderful.
And Francis Jacob in studio. They perform here live. They were just in town at Alliance Francaise. Really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You.